For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. In the sacred name of the one immanent and transcendent God, creator, redeemer, and sanctifier. Amen. Please be seated. First, a little editor's note. My pronouns for God today are he and him. So I just wanted you guys to be aware of that. It shifts, but that's it for today. A long, long time ago, we learned to hide. Most attribute this unseemly development to Eve, although I would argue that Adam definitely was in cahoots. She stretched out her hand, plucked the fruit, and ate it. It was, of course, no ordinary tree, no simple fruit, and the Creator no mere agronomist. This was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and upon eating the fruit, they realized they were naked, and they were sore afraid. I added the sore myself for emphasis. The important piece of this story, to me at least, is not that they realized they were naked, but that they were afraid. They understood in this moment they had done something wrong, grievous even, and they were frightened before God ever spoke or passed any sort of judgment. Part of this story has always bothered me. Are we to believe that God, omniscient and omnipresent, did not know this was going to happen? He created a beautiful tree with pleasing fruit and then asked his children, who by all accounts were very young, not to mess with it. I'm not buying it. Anyone here ever told your child not to stand too close to the edge of a cliff, or not to put their hand too close to the flame, or not to tilt their chair back too far, or to go in the deep water by themselves? I surmise that we've all been there. In the infamous words of Joan Jett, tell me not to do something and you best know I'm going to be doing it. I read a poet once who said, God can't have helped but secretly smiling, lauding the gumption of his daughter and her willingness to slake her curiosity and step into time. Our scripture today from 1 John has much to discover, but it is these words that the Holy Spirit led me to consider, small in word but mighty in meaning. For our God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. This inescapable truth is both comforting and challenging. On the one hand, it whispers solace, reminding us that even in moments of our deepest confusion, God possesses a wisdom far exceeding our own. Yet it also poses a question. If God knows everything, including the intricacies of our hearts, why do we hesitate to approach him in complete intimacy? Why do we still try to hide? Why do we hold back from unveiling our own vulnerabilities, our doubts, our sorrows, our grievances, and our joys in their raw, unfiltered state? Perhaps it is the fear of judgment, the worry that our messy emotions won't align with the perfect image of God that we hold in our minds, or the image that we believe God has of us that we can never live up to in our mere humanness. That's fair. Perhaps it's the feeling of inadequacy, the belief that our inconsequential concerns pale in comparison to the vastness of God's purpose. I hear Job in my ear. But today, I would urge you to reconsider. For within this verse lies not a call for distance, but an invitation to an intimacy far deeper than we can ask or imagine. Let's unpack this hidden message within these words, a message that compels us to embrace God's all-encompassing knowledge, not shy away from it. Firstly, consider the phrase, God is greater than our hearts. This doesn't diminish the importance of our emotions. Our hearts are the wellspring of love, compassion, and empathy. They are the instruments through which we experience the world. However, our hearts are also limited by our human experience. They can be clouded by biases, wounded by past experiences, and overwhelmed by the complexities of this life. God, on the other hand, transcends these limitations. His knowledge, presumably, is not colored by emotions or influenced by past events. It is pure, perfect, and all-encompassing. This does not mean he is devoid of love or compassion. On the contrary, these attributes are inherent in his very perfect nature. Secondly, the verse reminds us that he knows everything. This isn't meant to instill fear. It's a testament to God's omniscience, his ability to see the entirety of our existence, from the moment we are conceived to the very last breath that we take. He knows our strengths, our weaknesses, our triumphs and our failures. He knows the motivations behind our actions, even those we try to hide from ourselves. Now, some might argue that such complete knowledge creates a barrier to intimacy. After all, wouldn't we rather present a curated version of ourselves, hiding the parts that we deem unworthy? Yet this very fear reveals a misunderstanding of God's nature. Imagine a loved one who loves you unconditionally, someone who accepts you with all your flaws and imperfections. God never tells me I look fat in my blue jeans. This is the very essence of God's love. He doesn't need us to be perfect. He desires a relationship built on authenticity, on the foundation of who we truly are. Consider King David, the author of Psalm 23 we read just moments ago, arguably one of the most revered pieces of scripture in the entire Bible, a man after God's own heart. Yet a man riddled with flaws. We know this. He committed adultery with somebody whose movements he had been explicitly watching. He orchestrated a murder to get what he wanted and experienced moments of deep despair and glaring regret. Yet throughout the Psalms, we see this raw honesty of his relationship with God. He does not shy away from expressing his doubts, his anger, his overwhelming grief. In Psalm 139, he declares, "You search me and you know me. You know my sitting down and you know my rising up. You understand my thoughts from afar." David understood the truth, that God already knows everything. And in this knowledge, he found the freedom to express himself fully confident in God's unwavering love. So how do we cultivate this intimacy with God? I believe it begins with honest prayer. Let go of your need to impress God. Speak from your heart. Share your joys and your sorrows, your doubts and your fears, and your apologies, if necessary. Confess. Be real. Lean into the unconditionality of God's love and let go. Spend time in quiet contemplation, examining your thoughts and emotions. Ask yourself, what am I feeling? Why am I feeling this way? How does this enter into my relationship with God? By understanding ourselves better, we can bring these insights honestly to God. Read the scriptures again and anew. The Bible is God's word to us. In its pages, we find not only instructions and commandments, but also the stories of human beings struggling with the same complexities we face today. As we read, we encounter God's character and discover how others have related to him. It's beneficial for us. We have much to learn. Remember, the call towards intimacy with God is not a quick and easy endeavor, but rather a gradual and intentional unfolding of our lives just as they are before God. Trust this sacred proposition. There will be times of doubt, moments when you feel distant, or God does, but know this: God is always present, waiting for you to draw near. Embrace the vulnerability, the honesty, and the fresh emotions that come with this true intimacy. For in revealing your authentic self, you open yourself to the depths of God's love, a love that surpasses all understanding. And as you open your life being vulnerable to God, remember these thoughts. Intimacy with God is transformative. As we begin to give ourselves fully to God, God begins to transform us from the inside out. Our perspectives shift, our priorities change, and we become more aligned with His will for us. Intimacy with God empowers us, facing life's challenges and moments of both painful chaos and unfettered joy become easier when we know we are not alone. We draw strength from God's presence, and His wisdom guides our steps. Intimacy with God is a source of unending happiness. There is a deep-seated peace and contentment that comes from experiencing God's love firsthand. The path to intimacy may not always be easy, but the rewards are immeasurable. Let us go forth, brothers and sisters, with hearts open and minds willing. Let us embrace the knowledge that God is greater than our hearts and He knows everything. For in this truth lies the promise of a relationship unlike any other, a connection that will sustain us through every trial and fill our lives with God's boundless love. Because He loves us for who we are, not in spite of it. Remember this, and may God bless you on this journey. Amen.